When the Buddha first introduced his teachings, he called it a middle way. In that case, it was the middle way between self-torture and sensual indulgence. A lot of other middles that he talked about in the course of his training. The important point being that middle doesn't mean middling. There's no halfway point. But it does mean that you have to avoid extremes and figure out what is the point of just right. That requires that you use your powers of observation. How much food is just right? How much sleep is just right? When you're indulging in sensual pleasures, he said there are some pleasures that are perfectly fine. They're in accordance with the Dharma. And that they don't excite unskillful states in your mind, and they don't break the precepts. But there are others that do excite unskillful states. So you have to figure out which is which for you. Because it's not going to be the same for everybody. I noticed when I was in Thailand, there were some monks who, when they stayed in the monasteries, they didn't behave themselves very well. But when they went out into the forest, suddenly were face to face with the loneliness and the dangers of the forest. They got their act together. Other monks could stay in the monasteries and behave themselves very well. Their meditation progressed well. They were very alert, very ardent, very heedful. So things like this are going to vary from person to person, which means that in your case, you have to figure out what is the point of just right for you. That requires that you use your own discernment. Look for the causes, look for the results. It's in this way that the middle way is actually harder than extremes. Extremes may require a lot of energy, but they don't require much insight. The insight comes from finding the middle way. This is as it should be. If you're going to gain insight, you're going to gain discernment. You have to use your powers of observation and take responsibility. If someone tells you to follow an extreme path and it doesn't work out, well, you can blame them. But in terms of following the point, in terms of finding the point of just right, that's your responsibility. But the benefits are greater because it's through the middle way that you actually find the way out. Extreme paths are not foolproof. Fools can follow extreme paths. But following the path of the middle way requires that you get past your foolishness and actually look carefully at what you're doing and the results. Learn to develop your powers of judgment as to what works and what doesn't work. That's why the path to awakening is a middle way. It requires that you become wise. So take the time to observe, because it's in your using your observation, your powers of observation, the wisdom arises, the discernment arises. That's what's going to lead you to the way out.